Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, this is why I don't get involved. I can't go the conspiracy theory.
I can't absorb all this stuff.
Brett wants me to watch his video. So apparently some video started circling. It's called Plandemic. It's about a 25-minute video, and it's based around this woman, I forget her name, who was a scientist. She's a doctor. She's a scientist, and she was working with Dr. Fauci at the time, you know, during the AIDS epidemic and HIV, and they were trying to figure the whole thing out. And then she realized that Dr. Fauci's group was just kind of tainting information and trying to make money off the whole thing. And I only watched the first 5 minutes of it. My wife watched it. It scared the piss out of her. Because it basically says, in a nutshell, Brett, tell me if I'm wrong here, that Dr. Fauci is nothing but a money-hungry fraud. And it's all about angling towards him making more money on medicines and patents and stuff like that, correct?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, and it scared the piss out of my wife. Because, like, we've been saying the whole time, I just want to just trust the doctor, guys. Trust the doctors. And now it's, according to this thing, Dr. Fauci's a complete fraud.
Right. Like hydrochloroquine, he talked down because he wouldn't make money on that. Right, but Remdesivir,
he's got a piece of, and he would stand to make billions. Yeah, him and Gates. Mm. Him and Gates. Now, Gates' face is showing up inside everything. And I really try not to be a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, right.
And this video, like I said, I started watching. And then as soon as, like, you know, this woman was jailed with no charges. They told her that if she says another word, that they're going to make up more evidence and put her in jail for longer. And, like, all sorts of craziness. And then it gets to the part where she's got a book out. And I'm like, okay. And then it immediately loses credibility because it just seems like an opportunistic money grab.
Mm.
But the way this video seems to be affecting people, Brett's not the only one who feels as strongly about it as he does. Like, anybody I know that's watched it, and I must have had a dozen listeners send it to me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All of them with basically in capital letters, you got to watch this.
Yeah.
You know, and
ever since Brett had it in his prep, I can't stop running into it.
I try not to be the, that guy who.
We don't have to be that guy. It can be you're open to all ideas.
I am.
And there's always, no matter where you are in life, there's always something going on behind the scenes.
100%.
Always.
100%.
Maybe big, maybe small. Yeah. Unfortunately, on something like this level,
it's huge.
Humongous. And so even if the stuff in this documentary is 50% right, it's scary.
But you know what it is? It's like, how do you prove it? You know, we're at a point now with social media that basically anybody can say anything about anything, and you don't know where the truth lies. And you don't even know where to find it, because even if you did find it, you don't know if that's it.
Right.
You know,
and the video keeps getting censored, but
right.
Do you trust the people who censor it, or
that's
are they
thing.
Being told by powerful people to crush it because it's true? Right. Like
YouTube pulled it.
I can't absorb it all.
YouTube, they keep pulling it. It pops up like the video link that I watched last night from YouTube that I saw being shared, already removed this morning.
Gone, right?
Yep.
So then you wonder why, once you go into the conspiracy part of the whole thing, you know how many different things, how many people have to be in the loop on that whole thing?
Exactly.
You know,
that's where it all falls apart. There's too many people. Every country's in on this.
But then I look at then I look at the other side. Like, this woman is basically, not basically, she's outright calling Fauci a murderer, a fraud, all that stuff. He's not suing her for libel.
He's probably got
or
a thousand
slander.
People who say that.
When someone's coming out and saying that they have the evidence and they can back it up and it's irrefutable and all this kind of stuff, even though she's selling a book, if someone was making up lies like to me like that with really, that come with really heavy consequences, that whole thing, and you're trying to tell me that I'm, you know, during the whole AIDS epidemic and HIV, that I poo-pooed medicines that worked really well because I didn't have a piece of it and went towards my, you know.
Yeah.
And that's heavy, man. And he's not, at least as of yet, I haven't heard about him suing for slander or libel or whatever the hell you would sue for, you know?
Oddly enough, so Brad or Ted had it in their prep, like last night, they had the link for it, and I didn't get to watch it last night, but you guys were talking about it this morning. And then this morning, I'm looking around some websites, and here's a, now it's not a video, but it's a whole document. Plandemic documentary debunked, lie by lie. So,
right,
who wrote this? But now, everybody will watch a video, but will everybody read this, which is a really long document going right through the whole video at what time she says certain things and why this is true or not.
But the reason I question it is because, you know,
you question what?
The reason I question where the truth lies is because it's got to be somewhere in the middle. Like,
has to be?
I think so.
It can't totally be made up on one side or the other? You know, where someone is creating this
if Fauci doesn't come
unbelievable
out,
thing.
If Fauci doesn't come out and stick up for himself and give the evidence to the counter, then
don't you give credibility to a ridiculous conspiracy if you do that, though? By coming out, like if he ignores it, like if it's, let's say it's the most ridiculous thing, would you come out and talk about it?
What would I do?
If it was the most ridiculous thing ever,
if I knew I was right, I would put my foot on her neck.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I would push everybody out of the way, and I would prove her wrong.
Yeah.
And I would literally just put my foot on her neck and just choke it out. I mean figuratively. Like, I would choke out any inklings that I could have been involved with any of this kind of crazy stuff that she was saying. If that was me.
Right.
It goes back to these people that, you know, plead guilty to murders, and then all of a sudden they say they didn't commit these murders. Like, I'm sorry, if I was being accused of murder and I knew I didn't do it, I would just do, I mean, there's no way you're getting me to admit to something I didn't do. There's no way.
My brother is at really into this stuff, kind of like Special Ted.
Yeah,
and he's been texting me all morning and like letting me know, like when he gets on a run, forget it. So I get all these texts from him talking about, you know, this exact video, and he's been on this for months about this woman and her charges and all this stuff, and he's all in as far as this is totally true, you know. And he's talking about, you know, the deep state players, and Trump is not one of those guys. Trump is actually the hero in this story that he thinks is true, where Trump is the guy who knows the real truth about these people. He's keeping Fauci close because he knows he's a fraud. He's he handed envelopes. This is a great one. He said at the George H.W. Bush funeral, right? The older Bush. He said, remember the envelopes Trump handed out at the Papa Bush funeral? It said, we have it all, prepare for Gitmo. And he handed out those envelopes to all the recent presidents. And that the thing that we all have is they have all the information about the entire pedophilia, addicted to drugs type stuff that's been going on with this upper level of society, of celebrities and politicians and all this stuff. Then it'll come out eventually. I'm like, what are you talking about? He says, I've been following Q and QAnon, which are websites that apparently have a lot of the stuff on it. He says, for a long time, he says, listen to Rage Against the Machine, come on, testify. And also, by the way, Reuters says that Tom Hanks died after taking the needle for confessing to crimes against humanity. And then like two texts later, he says, Reuters also says Hanks' death claim is false. We shall see. So Tom Hanks didn't die. It's a hoax. He did not, and his wife didn't die. But they're lumping him in with Ellen, Oprah, Epstein, all these people, and you know, Clinton, Obama, everybody went to this island. They're all in this pedophilia, drug addicted thing.
This is stuff, Monica, just so you know.
Craziness.
This stuff that he's talking about now is stuff that Special Ted has been talking about for the 15 years. Yeah. I know.
Unbelievable.
You guys have been getting memes on this from him on the reg forever now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's how we learn, is through Ted's memes.
Yeah, basically. Basically. So, you know, I don't know.
And the whole thing with the virus is that the deep state is glad the virus is here, and they're wanted to keep it closed so that the economy stays down, and it's to keep Trump from repeating so they get the power back. But Trump and the white hats in our military are in their way. I'm not sure who the white hats are. But this is stuff that, like, I can't even believe all the stuff he's just spewing out to me in a text. And all this is out there. I mean, it's kind of this thinking. And I don't know if fact in there is true. If one thing is a fact in there, I mean.
I don't mean to disrespect your brother. And if you take offense, I mm-hmm. it's not what I mean.
He's a really smart guy, by the way. No, but he, for some reason.
My whole thing is, like, why does anybody want to weigh themselves down mm-hmm. with all this conspiracy stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. you're not living. I feel like you're not. Like, if you're burying yourself in conspiracy theories and stuff mm-hmm. like this, are you spending enough time with your kids, with your wife? You know, are you?
He is. He looks at YouTube at night, and he goes to, like, certain YouTube places he loves. He goes at night. The kids are in bed.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
he's
it's
a great
no
dad and all this stuff. He just spends all the time.
Me listening to, you know, checking out Rogan before I go to bed or something like that.
If he did an hour a night the last 3 years, it's that's
just
a lot of hours.
It's just that this subject matter, all this conspiracy theory stuff, deep states, deep fake videos. But, you know, it's just so heavy.
You know, you realize that you just lit up the Bob Tuscan signal.
Who the hell's Bob Tuscan?
The Illuminati!
Oh, that guy? Yeah. Did I fired it up.
Donnie is on line 3. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I've got a friend that lives in Washington State. His name is Zachary K. Hubbard. I want to check him out, but this lady that wrote the book, I bet she'll end up committing suicide by shooting herself in the back.
Yeah.
You think so?
It happens.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye, Donnie. Thank you. Josh is on line 1. What's up, Josh?
Hey, I actually just had this conversation with somebody the other day. Something that JP touched on was her writing the book. I mean, you really can't fault her for writing a book because she was kicked out of her career, so she's got to make money somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they took her career away from her. They completely debunked her. They destroyed her reputation. They, according to what she's saying in the video. Right.
It could be
true.
According
to what she's saying in the video.
But I can tell you, though, if you wait till next week, she will suicide shoot herself in the back of the head.
Same one. All right.
It's two in a row.
Thank you, Josh. Ned is on line 5. Hey, Ned.
Hey, guys. This is Ness. Just calling to let you know that, yeah, you could say it's a conspiracy and all that, but if you look it up, there's a lot more things going on that what people know. If you look up Agenda 21, it talks about this is actually an agenda that the whole nation has for locking everybody up.
Mm-hmm. And they want to depopulate, and then they want to like kind of reset the world. You're saying all the countries have this agenda and they all agree?
I mean, but there's lots more to it. I mean, if you just read the book of Revelation, there's a lot of stuff in there. I mean, because coming up next is going to be what, the microchip?
I know, everybody talks about that. Yeah.
You know what's funny? Thanks, Nat. It's funny he just brought that up because, you know, we've had some changes here at, you know, Cox Media Group. Our CEO just left, and she is someone that Roger and I together. She put us on the air when she was our GM. We have a phenomenal relationship, so her leaving is kind of like a big blow to Roger and I because she's someone like we love mm-hmm. genuinely love her. And I'm starting to think, I'm like, okay, so what's going to happen now? We're going to have some crazy ass CEO that's going to want to like microchip his employees. You know, I literally thought about that while
did
I was driving.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
How do you go to microchipping?
I don't know why it popped in my head. And I'm like, I ain't getting microchipped for nothing, for nobody. Fire my ass. Go ahead.
It's coming. Maybe not just here, but it's.
Right. It's
anything is possible in the world. I mean, look at just the test tracing program.
Yeah.
That they're wanting to do. Yeah. Where if you get COVID and they're going to trace it back to 20 people that you talk to, and they're creating jobs for it now, and they're making it sound like this is good for you. This is going to help everybody and every. Okay.
Right. Then they're tracing the movement of your phone. It won't be long. They won't have to trace your phone anymore. They'll trace the movement of you.
Right.
Because you'll have like a little chip.
This goes back to. It's funny. You guys have the Sun Pass, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have Easy Pass here, right? So for years, I wouldn't get it.
Why? Why? Why?
Because I didn't want anybody to know where I was going.
Oh, my paranoid. Give me a break. Nobody.
We talked about that so much.
I didn't want to do it. Finally, I just gave into it because it's like, I don't want to wait on these toll lines or anything like that.
Mm. I love how you think that there's somebody in Albany somewhere who's behind a computer saying, where's JP? I got to see where he's at.
Only if they need to know.
No, but you know what?
It's an easy way to find somebody.
You know.
What do you have to hide?
It does. It didn't matter. It's the same way as like me with the cookies and going on websites and then all of a sudden being like, I don't want that freaking Alexa in my house. Like all that stuff. I don't have anything to hide. I'm not doing anything illegal. Anything illegal.
Mm-hmm. Then what's
privacy? I just want my privacy, right? Yeah.
From
but
what?
Now you just listen to Brett. Like they're talking about microchipping people for what, you know, and anything is possible. He's right. Anything is possible.
I don't want to be microchipped by any means at all. I want.
I want, yeah, but it's good for you and good for the country, Monica.
No,
you don't understand.
On.
It's
you
your. It's the right thing
finish.
To do.
You didn't let me finish. I would. I don't want to be. But guess what? I would. Mm-hmm. What do I have to hide? What?
You're nuts.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're like, okay, this is what you do, and blah blah. Okay. I mean, does it hurt me? Is it causing me sickness or whatever? Okay. Then if not, then I mean,
there's no way.
What is?
There
what is
no
wrong?
Way.
Why do you not want to? If it's not hurting you, it's not hurting your family.
Because F them. They don't need to know where I am or what I'm doing all the other time.
You don't need
I
to
work for you.
Them.
I come in. I do a job. I do the best job I possibly can. I'll give you two shows. We get great ratings. You know what? Get it. And that's all you need to know about me. Mm-hmm. That's all you need
I understand,
to know.
If
I'm not committing
you.
Any crimes, I don't come, you know, handcuffs, and you're not getting reports of me being arrested or up to anything illegal or anything. You know, if you want to drug test me, drug test me. I don't give a rat's ass about being drug tested.
That's so weird.
We're good.
They would know what you're doing on your off time. And I'm with you to a
You don't have to know what I'm doing on my off time.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a drug test. You're not doing it at work, so they're checking to make sure you're not doing drugs on your off time. It's the same
But no,
concept.
They can. There's nothing stopping me from having... I have a prescription of Xanax in my drawer here.
So so if it came back with Xanax, then you have your prescription. So you have nothing to hide. You have nothing. And that's why if I'm peeing, and I've never done any drugs, I'll pee in a cup any day of my life, and it'll always come back the same. But, and so I don't have anything to hide, and I don't want to overshare by any means, but if you're requesting it, I'm not going to fight you on it. Do you see
I'm fighting you. Every step of the way, I'm fighting you. There's no
that's
way.
A tough one.
There's no way you are opening my skin and sliding in a microchip.
So
for any reason. And then try to sell me on it, on how, like Brett was saying before, oh, but it's just going to make life easier. You don't have to even pay for anything. You just swipe your hand, and we know that you were in the kitchen, and then we know you took Frosted Flakes. No, you're not doing it. I'll pay for the Frosted Flakes. I'll give you cash.
Or
I'll bring my own. Suck it.
What if, God forbid, something horrible happened, and you were missing, and now the police can find you with that microchip?
Track my cell phone.
And what if your cell phone is dumped in a ditch in the corner and the kidnappers are smarter than that and have your phone
Again,
on you?
I'm playing the odds. I'll roll the dice. I don't need an employer. And an employer doesn't need to know.
I'm with you. I don't.
When I'm taking a leak or whatever.
Like the separateness. My private time is my off light. You can't tell me what to do on my off time, but I also have nothing to hide on my off time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can't tell me I can't do something on my off time, but I also. I'm like, I'm just sitting on my couch playing with my cats.
I don't have anything to hide. And I mean that. On a stack of Bibles.
Right, but there's a certain amount of privacy that each of us wants, whether you have something to hide or not.
It's the whole thing about being
that's
American.
That's what it's really about.
Freedom, you know, privacy.
Yeah.
We got it. It's somewhere in the Constitution, isn't it?
If there's a good reason, I want to know, if there's, just cause is not a reason. I want my privacy because of fill in the blank. And
because they don't need to
it.
Know. They don't need that much information on me. They need to know I'm showing up, I'm delivering the goods. That's what they need to know.
The goods.
All right?
You
show up.
Do your job.
I got my teams together.
That's the agreement. Do
we
your
go
job,
in,
get paid.
We do
go
our
home.
Shows. We have success.
And I agree.
You go sell it. And I'll continue to come in and doing the best shows I could possibly do. You don't need to know anything. You don't need to know what I had for lunch. You don't need to know when I had to go to the bathroom.
I don't care what you had for lunch, baby. I think I would need to know. Okay, so
then why microchip?
Exactly. I would need to know that. Okay, so hey, company, welcome new people, and these people now want everybody microchipped, and here's the reasons why. And now if those reasons are good reasons, then here's...
Those are always going to be the reasons they tell you.
Right. It's going to be that we're giving, everybody gets benefits, and in order to keep the cost down... We need to know exactly what your blood pressure is and your cholesterol level.
You're talking to the wrong person. I'll do whatever. I'll get some benefits.
I know. So, Monica, imagine that. You're going to get benefits, but here you have to have this microchip, and it'll give us all the stats on you so we can get an accurate number on what your premium should be, and it'll keep premiums down.
Good. I'm healthy.
They're already kind of doing it in a lot of places.
And we'll give you $400 off what you pay for your benefits each year.
Let's go.
So, you're willing to put the chip in. See?
I have no... You're talking to someone who has no health insurance. I will do all of that with no problem. And I'm not the only one in this
right.
tier country.
And you'd have to... All your information would be shared. And they also would know that they have people who have heart issues or have whatever issues where they're like, this person's more expensive. And then you wonder about why they would let someone go, you know, or whatever.
I don't have a problem with medical records being shared between hospitals and doctors. You know, I mean, yeah. I sign the paperwork and then I give the okay.
Or they ask your permission.
Not the okay kind of thing. But
this would be with permission. Though,
there's nothing they can possibly need from me that would warrant me allowing myself to be chipped like a dog.
JP, you said you were at the park. You were at the strip joint. What are you doing?
The answer is no. You're not getting it.
JP, it's been 9 months since you visited a barber. Would you go to the damn barber, please? For the love of Christ, fix your hair.
We don't show a path here to the barber shop. Where's the path?
Trying.
I would squiggly love green to. Line.
I don't know about down there, but right here, they're still closed.
Yeah.
They're still closed.
Very closed.
I think it's worth a trip to Tampa.
I'm starting to not think you're wrong. Yeah, I'm starting to think you might be a little right.
This is what our future probably is anyway.
Mike on line three. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. I always find it fascinating that Monica, who has no last name, likes to lecture JP about being paranoid about his privacy.
She's got a last name.
I have a last name. Yeah, what?
She has a last name.
Yeah, but like, nobody knows it. The last time it went out, it was bleeped.
It was, you can see it on Facebook. It's Monica Madison. Sure. That's it.
Uh-huh.
I just don't need stalkers. And I just don't need stalkers.
Yeah. That's not abnormal in this business.
That's just it. My company wanted us to download an app for our phones so they could communicate with us better.
Nope.
Of course, the app wants applications, wants allowance to the microphone and the camera. Uh-huh.
And your camera
and
your GPS.
And all that.
Yeah.
Right. No thanks.
Hell no.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, they always have a good reason, but then there's all these things they can do with the information. Like Monica, they're monitoring your health. Well, they also know every time you have sex because your blood pressure goes up and your heart rate increases. Do you need your company knowing that?
They're not going to be knowing anything in the last 3 months, so sorry about your boring luck there, people watching me.
Will someone go give her a well check, see if she's alive? Knock on her door.
We just did a story. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. We just did a story not that long ago about a guy who got caught cheating because him and his wife or him and his girlfriend had their Fitbits synced.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he was out. He wasn't home, but she went on. She looked at his
heart rate.
Something went off, and all of a sudden it was like 4 a.m. Yeah. He wasn't home, but his heart rate was through the roof like he was running a marathon.
You dumbass.
Right. I don't want any of that stuff. None of it.
I'm not saying until
I don't want an iWatch, Apple Watch, whatever they're called, Fitbits. Nothing.
And I don't have one of those. And just for the record, it's not that and I said at the beginning, I don't want to get chipped. But if it comes down to it and it's company policy and if I get health insurance or whatever, I'm not anti. I'm not going to fight tooth and nail about it. Yeah. And that's why I said at the beginning as well, I would just like to know the reasons why they would want it.
And I fight tooth and nail over things way smaller than microchipping.
Yeah, you do.
Way smaller. Bill on line five.
People pick their battles.
Way smaller.
Hey guys. Hi, hey, JP. Hey.
Yo.
I'm going to freak you out right now.
Don't.
I know you listen to Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast, all that. I listened to the same thing when I was a kid, and it always freaked me out, that song. I love the song, but it always freaked me out. And then Revelations came along. I started reading that stuff, and, you know, kind of coincide. Well, have you noticed that Trump was calling the coronavirus the beast for a little while, and then he stopped calling it that? Okay, well, he stopped calling it that because it was brought to his attention. But I want you to go and look at the patent that Bill Gates filed with Microsoft, and it's for a microchip. And it was just the publication date was just 3/26/2020. The patent number is 060606. And this is, true.
Not.
This is true.
Go How do you know it's true? Scope,
because I'm looking at the patent right now. And the patent is for a cryptocurrency system communicatively coupled to a device of the user, which is under your skin, which may verify if the body activity data satisfies one or more conditions of the cryptocurrency system. And if you do satisfy the system, you're awarded cryptocurrency to the user whose body activity data is verified. So we're going away from money. We're going to go to a one-world cryptocurrency stuck in your hand. But the thing that freaks me out is the patent number is 060606. And
It's verified.
Toying
and it's
you.
All over the internet. All you got to do is type in Bill Gates. 666 and his father.
And surprisingly, it all comes up.
I feel like you're tempting
his father.
Brett.
If you didn't know, his father was the one who was in charge of the tattoo system for all the Jewish people that were killed.
Oh my god!
And so Gates is German, too. And his dad was a Nazi. That's what you're saying.
They're eugenicists. The Gates. They're eugenicists, and they're all about population control. Hmm. And look it up. It's a fact. And you know,
I put in Nazi Bill Gates. I have no doubt it's all going to come up.
People stick their head in the sand, but it's the truth. And I'm looking right at the patent. Microsoft Technology Licensing LLC, the patent number, WO2020060606. So the beast, and there's the number.
All right. We'll see.
Kind of freaky. A little freaky. Take care, guys.
Thanks, thank you, man.
You don't pick your patent number, right? That's just a timing thing, right?
Yeah, it's coincidence. So now you know that that's true because it is coincidence. And so the world, clearly.
Yeah, can you mark this with the number of the beast?
You can't request that. It has to be coincidence. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. It actually came up.
And in that raised seal, anyway, you got a pentagram back there somewhere? Oh my God.
We'll hide it, but we'll put it in gold.
Can you give me the pentagram raised seal?
This is all.
All right. So... do we do that guy? Do we move on from the craziness? All right,
yes.
We'll do that guy. All right.
Move on from the crazy and all the theories and all that stuff. Thank you. Only time will tell what if any of this is true.
Wow. All right. I do have a guy. He's a white guy, an American guy, and he is an actor. Television, movies, long-ass career.
Was he a Satanist?
Yes.
Of course he was. Everybody in Hollywood is, besides being pedophiles.
Could be. All right. A white guy, American guy, actor, very long career, TV and film. I know that's very broad, but sorry.
Monica, would you like as a broad to ask the next question?
Hey, woman.
Hey, yo.
I would like, yeah, I would actually. And his TV, was he in the comedy genre?
He definitely dipped his toes in comedy. Yeah, he's got, you know what? All over the place. I would say, no, I don't really see any horror here, but there's definitely comedy stuff. There's definitely drama stuff. There's definitely a whole bunch of things.
Okay.
All right. So now if you guys have some ideas, you ask them yes or no questions, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Get a yes. You get to keep going. Solve it first. You win the game. Did you say white American guy?
White American actor, yeah. TV, film, no real horror, but everything else.
Everything.
Yeah.
All right, good luck. Yes or no question?
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.